Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A sneaky tropical storm off the coast of North and South Carolina is threatening holiday weekend plans. Good evening and thanks for joining us this evening. I'm Julian Grace. Tropical storm Colin formed overnight. We have team coverage of the storm's impact on the beach just days before the 4th of July celebrations. WRAL's Amanda Lamb is live at Wrightsville Beach right now. We will hear from her in just a few minutes. First, we're going to hear from meteorologist Anthony Baglione. And Anthony, what's the latest from the National Hurricane Center?
Well, the big question, Julian, like you said, is with this being a holiday weekend, what are we expecting as we go into our July 4th? And I'll show you that here in just a second. But it's definitely a messy evening here along the North Carolina coast. All of these blues that are showing up right now, those are tropical storm warnings. And so we're seeing seas about 6 to 10 feet up to the Outer Banks, 5 to 8 feet for a place like Wilmington. So it's going to be a messy evening. Here are the currents on what is now Tropical Storm Colin. Not seeing much change here with the wind speed in this between updates, which is good. It's still sitting at about 40 miles an hour right now. Right along the North Carolina coast, we expect this to push just a little bit inland as we head into tomorrow morning, likely to remain still a storm with winds about 40 miles per hour. Moving to the northeast right now at about 7, so it's crawling along very slowly. But once we head into our July 4th holiday, the white lines that you see here from the National Hurricane Center, the closer they are together, the slower the system moves. Once they start to spread out, like we see into Monday morning, it really starts to pick up its speed and get out of here pretty fast. So I think by early Monday morning, July 4th, this should be out of here. Rip currents, though, this evening are already an issue. High for some places like Atlantic Beach down toward Wilmington. They're kind of split between that high and moderate category. I do expect them to remain an issue here as we head into our July 4th. So just be careful if you're headed out to the beaches. Make sure to just hang on shore if you do see those red flags flying. We back here at home are tracking a cold front that's on the way. It's already sparking up some showers and storms. This is going to be our next system as we head into our Sunday afternoon. It is going to bring some rain with it. Fairly dry out there this evening as you head toward the coast. We're still seeing some light showers showing up here. But once we head into tomorrow, that's when we see the cold front arrive, probably 1 to 2 o'clock on our Sunday afternoon. We see these showers and storms start up, potentially very heavy coverage. We could even see some strong to severe storms. I'll show you that full forecast, plus we'll walk you through hour by hour on July 4th, Julian, here in just a little bit.
That warning is out there. All right, Anthony, we'll see you a little bit later. Because of the tropical storm threat, WRAL sent a team to the beach to update you on the conditions right now. WRAL's Amanda Lamb joins us live at Wrightsville Beach tonight. And Amanda, what's happening out there right now?
Julian, it has just started raining, of course, predictably, just at our 6 o'clock live shot. A lot of people have been out here for the last hour. It was nice. You're lucky to get 30 or 40 minutes of clearing. And now, as you can see, a lot of those people are leaving the beach because it is starting to really get nasty again. Now, everyone said today, hey, we want to get whatever sun we can get, even if it's 30 minutes here and there. Cutshaws came all the way from Pittsburgh to enjoy a couple of days here at Wrightsville Beach and visit with their daughter who lives here. Like other visitors we spoke with, they said they're trying to make the best of it because you can't control the weather. And no one we spoke with said they're very concerned about this tropical storm warning.
We're hoping the weather holds up for a few hours.
Are you concerned about this tropical storm warning?
Not too much. It hasn't been too bad so far, just the rain, but hopefully it doesn't get much worse than that.
Is it kind of a bummer to come down here on a holiday and have this weather?
A little bit, but we still with family, so, you know, it's a good time, so we're making the best of it.
Concerned about the tropical storm warning at all?
Not really. We was here through Floyd and things of that nature. Things are a lot worse, so I don't think we're too worried.
Now, again, people did take advantage of the day to get outside and play whenever they could. And there is an increased chance of riptides. But if you can see right now, there are still people in the ocean here, even though the rain is absolutely pouring down. Julian, what do they say? A rainy day at the beach is better than a sunny day at the office. So technically, the beach is my office today.
Right.
So I'm not really sure what to make of it. But yeah, it's coming down. It's not a nice day right now.
All right. Amanda Lamb keeping us informed from Wrightsville Beach tonight. Thank you, Amanda. We'll see you a little bit later on this evening. New tonight, we are learning fireworks shows at the beach are already taking a hit because of Tropical Storm Colin. Organizers of the NC 4th of July Festival in Southport canceled all of the events today. For now, the festival will continue on as planned on Sunday and Monday. You can continue to follow updates on Tropical Storm Colin on the WRAL Weather app. It's available for download on Google Play and the Apple App Store. It's absolutely free. Tonight, authorities are investigating the moments that led up to a deadly officer-involved shooting in Fayetteville. WRAL's breaking news tracker was on the scene as investigators worked. Police tell us a woman was shot and killed by an officer during a mental health crisis. WRAL's Leslie McDonald joins us live from the State Bureau of Investigations headquarters in Raleigh. And Leslie, the FBI is investigating the shooting right now.
That's right. The FBI is actively looking into that case. Our crews were on scene shortly after this all happened. This was at the 2300 block of Colgate Drive in Fayetteville. Officers arrived on scene after a woman reported that four men were attempting to break into her home. Officers said they could not find any evidence of a break-in and were able to determine the woman was in a mental health crisis. While officers were on scene investigating, they were confronted by an armed subject. An officer was Police Department discharged their weapon, fatally striking that woman.
After about an hour of de-escalating, the officers attempted to secure the weapon and gain control of the handgun, at which point the struggle went to the ground, and tragically, officers discharged their firearm. The female is deceased at this time.
It's unclear how many times a woman was shot, if she was armed while shot, or if she was aiming a weapon at the officer during the struggle. Officials tell us the two officers that were involved were wearing body cameras. Julian?
Still very early in this investigation. Leslie Moreno reporting live for us in Raleigh tonight. Thank you. Another incident of a police shooting, this one in Carolina Beach. It happened late last night at a motel less than a half mile from the boardwalk. Two police officers shot a person. The officers were not injured. The person is currently in the hospital receiving treatment. Officers did not say if the person was armed or why they responded to the area. The department has placed the officers on administrative leave while the FBI investigates. As the holiday weekend gets underway, officers want to remind you to stay sober while boating this weekend. Today, the Wildlife Commission spoke to promote sober boating as part of a national campaign called Operation Dry Water. Investigators are expecting a large influx of people on the water this weekend.
We're expecting to see a higher volume of vessel traffic on the water, higher volume of people around the Jordan Game Lands in general. There's a lot of beachgoers out today, a lot of paddleboards, kayakers. It's a fun time for everybody to come out here on the water and enjoy the Jordan Game Lands as a whole. So there'll be a lot of traffic out here today. So we're hoping everybody stays safe and be responsible.
We do want to remind you, earlier this year, six people were killed during a boating accident near Savannah, Georgia. One person was arrested for boating under the influence in that incident. From the water to land to campgrounds, they are very popular destinations for this weekend, right? And for those enjoying their RVs, this 4th of July is getting to be a little bit more fun, right? But more expensive as well. The fuel prices are just soaring right now. WRAL's Adam Owens found out how much more is costing them to hit the road.
We are travelers.
And Scott Brozovich does it in style with this large RV, essentially a full home on wheels. He pulled this beast all the way from California. We found him at a campground at Jordan Lake.
Yeah, so we'll actually go coast to coast on this trip.
Prices where they are now, every mile costs more money. He estimates the diesel costs for the truck are 40% higher compared to previous years on the road.
I've done as much as $225 in one fill up.
How painful is that to see that number?
It's not fun. It's an unanticipated problem. It was something we didn't budget for.
Johnny Strickland knows that pain.
I filled up yesterday, $5.75 a gallon.
When he looked at his 14,000-pound RV and the price at the pump, he considered whether it was worth it getting out there this summer. In the end, the answer was easy.
It was a thought, but I mean, we decided we were just going to do it regardless. So,
despite those increased costs, campsites around Jordan Lake were full. As they see it, what's the point of having big toys if you can't play with them?
But you guys are... Are you having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Adam Owens, WRAL News.
All right, Mr. Brozovich says one of the advantages of traveling across the country, gas prices are cheaper here than in California right now. Staying optimistic. I like it. Still to come at 6, the weather isn't the only thing threatening to hamper the holiday weekend. Hundreds of flight cancellations and delays are leading to issues at the airports again. What's causing the problems? And dozens of animals are rescued from harsh conditions. How the cats and dogs are doing right now. All right, coming back right now to a live look at Carolina Beach. Look at that sky right there as people continue to hang out there on the beach. We are monitoring that situation right now. The police chief for the Uvalde School District has stepped down from his seat on the city council. Today, the Uvalde News Leader published a statement from resignation attributed to Pete Arredondo. In it, he says city officials and staff must continue to move forward without distractions. Last week, the Texas Public Safety Director called police response to the shooting an abject failure and put blame solely on Arredondo. Arredondo is still on leave for his position as police chief. A busy 4th of July weekend is in full swing right now. Airlines are reporting travel is back to pre-pandemic levels as they deal with staffing shortages and scheduling issues. Connor Powell has the latest.
Flight cancellations, delays, and packed airports and roads, dampening the 4th of July holiday weekend for millions of travelers. And now, severe weather could potentially make things worse.
I'm just hoping and praying we don't have to, but we're ready if we do.
According to Flight Aware, around 600 flights into or out of the U.S. have been canceled as of Saturday afternoon, with more than 2,600 delays. The independent holiday weekend, predicted to be the biggest travel weekend for the U.S. in years. On Friday, the TSA says it screened nearly 2.5 million passengers. That's the highest number since February 2020, before the pandemic.
The lines are a lot longer than they usually are. I think that it's good to leave early.
The surge comes as airlines deal with staffing shortages, from pilots to gate agents. Delta issuing a waiver allowing travelers to change their tickets for free, saying operational challenges are expected this weekend.
We're scheduling more flights than we have people to fly them.
And now Tropical Storm Colin pushing towards North Carolina's coast. It's one of several storms across the country threatening to disrupt travel, both in the air and on the roads, as a record number of people traveled by car.
It's a holiday weekend. It's going to be great.
I'm Connor Powell reporting.
All right, we have numbers right here from RDU. So far, airlines have canceled 12 flights at RDU. That's according to a tracking site, Flight Aware. Dozens of pets were rescued in inhumane conditions inside a Mitchell County home. The 6 cats and 13 dogs are now in the county shelter. All of the animals are being cleaned, fed, and receiving up-to-date vaccines. This effort has taxed the Mitchell County Animal Rescue, which is now in need of donations. In addition to monetary donations, the staff is in need of detergent, bleach, paper towels, and several other items. Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is just around the corner. Special musical guests this year will include Brett Eldridge, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Pitbull with Fillmore. The 2-hour event will start Monday right here on WRL at 8 p.m. Fireworks set to start at 9:25. It will be a lot of fun. Anthony, let's get right back to you. And you are taking a look right now, a live look at Carolina Beach behind you.
Yeah, there's actually still some people out there, even with this tropical storm, Julian. So that's what we're watching pretty closely, I think, here are the beach impacts over the next couple of days. Saturday evening to all of you. Hopefully you've had a great start to this holiday weekend. Not necessarily the best start here as you look at Carolina Beach along the coast. The waves are definitely kicking up. People are still out at the beach, but just not a great couple of days here for us with Tropical Storm Colin offshore. Here's what we have going on right now, though, with the tropical alerts. Anything that's in this blue color is a tropical storm warning. And what that's saying is tropical storm force conditions over the next 24 hours or so are likely. That's what we're talking about. Seas about 4 to 6 feet in most spots out there. Here are the currents, though, on tropical Storm Colin from the National Hurricane Center. It's sitting right between the border of North and South Carolina, moving up to the northeast at 7 miles an hour. Very slow at this point, and so it is going to drop some moisture, some rainfall into the next next couple of hours. Once we head into our early Monday morning, though, here's July 4th. We start off about 40 miles an hour. It does not necessarily pick up in intensity at this point, and it should be starting to move out by the time we head into our July 4th festivities. I do think the rip currents that we're already seeing here this evening, high and moderate for a lot of us out there, I do think those will continue probably into July 4th. So just make sure to stay tuned to the forecast. If you see the red flags flying, it's not worth it to go into the water here for July 4th. Back here at home, though, in Raleigh, as you're overlooking a little bit of a different picture out there. Lots of sunshine here, or a mix of sun and clouds, we'll call it. It has been a warm and muggy afternoon that's also sparked up some showers and storms back to the west. That's going to be our next cold front, which I'll show you here in just a second. And as you head toward the coast, we are still seeing toward Greenville, Goldsboro, a few light showers hanging on this evening. Not seeing any severe weather. It's just this kind of tropical moisture that goes along with these systems and causes some issues. It's hot for us, though. 90 here in Raleigh. We're at 83 of that rain-cooled air in Goldsboro as you head down toward Fayetteville, checking in at 87. Feels like temperature's probably a little bit warmer than that there this evening with the humidity. Into tonight, this is what we're looking at. Low 70s, partly cloudy skies, maybe a stray shower, kind of like what we're seeing here early on. Into tomorrow, a better rain chance, though. Tomorrow afternoon especially. We'll see highs in the low 90s. It will feel like triple digits here tomorrow afternoon, probably 102, 103 or so. So make sure to stay hydrated. And that's where we start to get that increased moisture into tomorrow afternoon. Also tracking the potential for a few strong storms. Damaging wind gusts look like our primary threat at this point. So Futurecast is doing a great job this evening. We're nice and dry. We start off our Sunday on a dry note. Here's lunchtime tomorrow. We start to see the moisture increase ahead of this cold front tomorrow afternoon. It really gets going here, I think, probably 2 to 6 o'clock or so tomorrow evening. Any one of these cells could produce some heavy showers, some storms. We could maybe see some lightning, some small hail, and then it finally starts to fizzle out a little bit and gets a lot quieter into tomorrow evening. July 4th shapes up like this. We start off pretty dry, maybe a stray shower or two here early afternoon, but by the time we get to fireworks in the evening, I think at this point we're looking a lot better than at least tomorrow afternoon. There's still that chance. Just make sure to stay tuned to the forecast, but I think, fingers crossed, we're looking good to go here on July 4th. 91 on our Monday, 93 on Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be the hottest day of this week. 95 feels like temperatures easily over 100 degrees, and we still keep a very typical summertime pattern, guys, here the next 6 or 7 days with hot, humid, and showers and storms basically every day.
Yeah, I'm feeling the heat already. All right, thank you, Anthony. Casey, if you're looking for great baseball, just look toward the Triangle right now.
Yeah, I was out there at the DBAP last night. It's so cool to see. We've got 50 of the best college baseball players in town right now, and they're being led by also one of the best.
It's been a whirlwind, to say the least.
Fresh off a College World Series championship, Mike Bianco is here to lead the collegiate national team. You'll hear from him next. Boy, what a whirlwind of a week it's been for Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco, winning a College World Series last Sunday for the first time after 22 years in Oxford. Then the party continued until Wednesday with a parade and celebration with fans. But he was immediately on a plane to North Carolina to lead the collegiate national team. Boy, he's been a busy man, but I had a chance to catch up with Bianco, and I asked him, have you had a moment to sit down and reflect at all? And he said, Casey, not yet. Bianco was named the manager of the team, USA's collegiate national team, way back in February. That was long before the Rebels went from last ones in to last ones standing. Now, while this week has been overwhelming, he said being able to represent the red, white, and blue, well, it makes it all worth it.
It's a tremendous honor and one that's, you know, very humbling. And I've shared it with the players. I was the pitching coach in 2013. And it's something I always wanted to do, but I don't know if I truly appreciated it until I went on that tour. And once you put this uniform on, you know, it's just a special feeling.
Now, game 3 between the Stars and Stripes is underway at the DBAP right now, but you still have one more opportunity to catch the best players in all of college baseball, including a handful of local products. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Durham. First pitch at 6:35. And speaking of the Durham Bulls, they took over first place in the International League East for the first time this season after hanging on for a 9-8 win in Charlotte last night with the dub. Durham skipper Brady Williams tallied his 900th win of his managerial career. Bulls can secure the series win tonight.
On the delay, here's Brooks. He's got a big hole. British Brooks. It's a foot race. And the former walk-on from up the road in Gastonia takes it 63 yards.
The Duke's Mayo Bowl was a coming out party for UNC running back British Brooks. The former walk-on has carried that momentum into the spring and summer here as the leader of the running back group. Brooks projects as the starter entering his senior year. In a college world of transfers and NIL, Brooks has quietly just been putting in the work.
I want to say I didn't think, but I never, like, looked forward into the future. I just didn't, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just like I wasn't worried about it if it didn't come or if it didn't. I just stayed course, and if it came, it came. Just for me, like, just being an older guy on the team, it's just like giving back wisdom and mentoring the younger guys. Keep, you know, keep going even when times get hard.
Well, the NC Courage fell to 2-5-1 on the season after falling 2-0 to the OL Reign out in Seattle last night. It was the first match since the international break. The ladies stay on the road for an away match next Sunday in Chicago. Now, you tonight, you can catch the North Carolina FC on the road at Richmond Kickers on WREL Sports Plus, streaming on all the platforms listed on your screen. First kick is at 7 p.m. And the U.S. men's national team will play at the Olympics for the first time in 16 years as they qualified for Paris 2024, courtesy of a fine display from their U-20 side. Now, I repeat, this is the first time since 2008 that the U.S. men's team will compete at the Olympics. Julian, that's just a crazy drought, especially when you think of U.S. sports right now.
Yeah, 2008. That's one for the history books. Yeah. All right, thank you, Casey. And thank you for joining us tonight. Next on NBC Nightly News, do vitamins help prevent disease? Nightly News gets that answer for you. Then at 7, On the Record focuses on price increases, inflation, and its impact on the people of North Carolina, and when we might see relief.